This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the morning shift, rolling along. We'll get to a life of Squid in a minute, but first, the Falcons' new addition to the defense is Leonard Floyd. And he talked, you heard it throughout the show, about how he wants to surpass his goal and get more than 11 sacks or around 11 sacks this season. And so what is he going to do to achieve that goal? Well, here he is on that.
Next few weeks, I'm training with my trainer, working on pass rush. I'm big on game-type situations, so I always work on pass rush. Work on pass rush. That's all I do, yeah.
Yeah! Yeah! I hear you, Flo. I hear you. That's all we want you to do is work on pass rush.
Work on pass rush.
Yes. Yes. Just keep. I'm just playing on loop. I'm going to put that in my headphones next time I go for a run. I'm just work on pass rush.
Work on pass rush.
That's all I do.
Yeah, it's almost like he's from here. Like he understands what we've been through.
Yeah, understands the
issues.
He has
family that's been through it. You know, I'm sure his family are Falcons fans. Well,
he said his mom was, yeah.
They're obviously fans of wherever he plays, but, you know, their secondary team's always probably been the Falcons. So, yeah, I'm very happy with Leonard Floyd here. He seems like a phenomenal dude after, you know, listening to his press conference and his interview with Andy and Randy. But, okay, well, go sack the quarterback. That's all of it comes down to they won't be remembered for the press conference. They'll be remembered for what happens this season. And I hope that it's good stuff because, you know, it would be cool to see a guy that did play grew up here, played college here, and then come home and be the guy that finally cracks the code of the, you know, the uniform that he's wearing, of being able to break the curse of John Abraham and become a guy that can get this quarterback on the ground again.
You know what's interesting about it, too, and I love hearing that from him, that he's working on a pass rush. And they're always – listen, back when I was playing, the conversation always was that you got $1 million per sack. Like, that's what defensive ends, pass rushers, that's what they expected their numbers to be. They're in a contract year, and you went out and got 12 sacks, you're probably going to make $12 million per. That was, like, kind of the baseline. Now, obviously, there's guys like Myles Garrett that are getting, I don't know, $3 million per sack. But I think what you're paying Leonard Floyd is for the opportunity to get $1 million per sack. Like, that's hopefully what you would be expecting of him. And I think that he still kind of fits in that range. And that's why I love it. I mean, the saying always used to be, they don't pay you big contracts for tackles for loss. All right. They're paying you to get the quarterback on the ground because of how much it can change the game. So I love that cut from him, man. As soon as I heard that this morning, I was like, yes, yes. Just get the guy on the ground. I'm not going to – like, set the edge, sure. All right, whatever you got to do, keep contained, you know, play back inside, run the twist stunts, whatever it is. But get that man on the ground, and you know, that's what you'll be –
Work on pass risk.
That's what we're going to love you here in the city of Atlanta for, Flo.
See, hopefully you guys can be playing that down the stretch during the season. So – if he is going to try to, you know, shoulder a lot of the load of the pass rush, then what happens if the Falcons were to bring somebody else in to also help with that? He was asked the question. Just take a listen to it in the press conference.
A year ago, the Falcons' biggest offseason splash was signing a quarterback. And so then a lot of people were surprised when they made that their first round focus. Would you be surprised or upset if pass rush help is the Falcons' first round focus this year?
I mean, I'll be happy, you know. To me, pass rush is like having a basketball team. You want to have a rotation. You want to have players that can come in and do their thing and other players that can come in and do their thing. It got to be a basketball team. So the more the merrier, for sure.
I mean, I would have been like, are you serious? That might be the dumbest question I've ever been asked.
It's a clown question, bro.
Why wouldn't we want more guys like me that could get the quarterback on the ground? Now, I am not going to call out the person by name. I do know who this is, but that's a terrible question. This has nothing to do with Kirk Cousins or the quarterback thing. I mean, tell me you're just trying to be a pot stirrer without telling me you're trying to stir the pot. Because that's all you just did. That's the stupidest, most asinine question I've heard in a long time. No, a team that had 31st in sacks last year and asked the guy that you came in who's a stopgap pass rusher for this year based on the contract if he wants help. I mean, and if you think this makes you a tough media town, no, it makes us sound dumb because that's a dumb question. Why would you even ask that? Do you know Leonard Floyd can play on the field the same time as another guy that can come off the edge, right? I mean, it has nothing to do with Kirk Cousins. I despise stuff like this because it is this kind of garbage in the media that pushes narratives that turns people against it. It turns people completely against the media when you sound moronic and uninformed with your questions. Where's Dan Hurley's PR guy at right now? Maybe we need that guy now because this is when you can call someone out, Bobby Mullen or whatever your name is.
Oh, man. When
it's legit reporting, because this isn't legit reporting.
Let that man sizzle.
It's like, did this guy work for a cable news outlet that he's just pushing a narrative of one side or the other? It's garbage. And I love the way Leonard Floyd answered. I thought Leonard Floyd answered it as classy and professional and also intelligent from an unintelligent question as you can get.
It's so funny, man, because I agree with you to an extent, but it does have that vibe of like when you're shy on reporters and you have to have somebody from the weather division that has to go to the football press conference or something like that. There is a point in there. I agree with you to an extent, man. It was a little bit of a dry question. But in defense of some of these people that were at this presser, Leonard Floyd was not long-winded. You know what I mean? And so I think some people probably grasped him. He even talked about a Euro step at one point in his pass rush. So I thought that was cool to kind of take care of, too. Yeah.
I don't think you got to be long-winded to have good questions. The press conference doesn't have to last a certain amount of time.
Right.
No
minimum.
It just sounds like you didn't know what to ask, and so you're like, oh, I'll try to get on, you know,
like, trying to get a soundbite. I agree. You're trying to get a soundbite, like, at that point.
And that's why I wouldn't have Leonard Floyd was never going to do it. Like, it does him no favors to go up there and be, you know, snarky with reporters because it just makes your life harder when things don't go, like, if you're going through a rough patch or whatever, right? I completely understand the player side of it. But that's why the guys get annoyed in locker rooms when you ask stuff like that. Like, I've been like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Like, I mean, they were almost last in the league in sacks. Don't you think they need as much as they can get, including me?
I can't remember who it was, but y'all would have to help me. There was a player in the tournament who didn't play, who was one of the star players, but did not play, and because he was like 2 of 17 from the field. Do y'all remember who that was? Anyways,
it was a guy on Patino's team, and they asked Patino why he didn't play late.
Yeah, and he was like, "Don't ask a question. You know the answer to that, dude. Like, don't ask that question."
But see, Patino can get away with that.
I agree. To your point, it does Leonard Floyd no favors to say, well, I don't. Michael Penix, this, that, and the, like, nah, I'm with you on that.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's when, honestly, you grow respect for how guys handle situations when you know you probably wouldn't handle it that way. I think we it's easier for me to say I would have been snarky because I'm around it and I've been around this team and I'm there everywhere. I'm at all these events, so I understand how it can be, but I just don't understand why we got to ask dumb stuff like that. Like, again, if you don't have a question, just bow out. I've been to a lot of press conferences where I didn't ask one question because I was like, these guys are probably going to ask better questions than me. And that's, that's times when we do interviews where if I don't have a question, go ahead. You don't have to make stuff up because then you just make yourself sound ridiculous. Something that sounds ridiculous? Sea lions attacking people.
I didn't have that on the bingo card today.
Well, my guy,
Saved by the Bell college
I'm
years.
I'm about to send my guy RJ Lamondola out in a surfer out in Southern California a gift basket for some Baron Burton's products and maybe some Owl End Lager from New Realm because my dude was out about 150 yards offshore. And I say my dude, I don't know the guy, but I genuinely feel bad for him because he's out there on his board. And I think he was like paddling out or whatever. And he's out of nowhere. This dude sees a sea lion erupt from the water, go at him at full speed with its mouth wide open and teeth flashing. And he was like, look, man, his eyes locked on me with an unsettling ferocity. So
I'm looking this up.
Is there a video of this? Can you retweet it?
There's no video. I just read the story. Oh. He dodged the first charge and then kept paddling towards the shore, but the sea lion did not stop. He said that his teeth were bared like some deranged predator.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, he goes, look, man, panic set in as I paddled toward the shore with everything I had. Then I thought that I had gotten the distance away, but then I saw it again, another furious charge, this time more enraged than before. Its movements were erratic, wild, almost unhinged.
Wow.
So,
he had the eye of the tiger.
Tried to shield himself, splashing water and shouting to try to, scare it off, but it kept coming unstoppable. Its jaws snapping closer. So at the last possible second, he says his teeth loomed inches from his face. He swung his arm to fend it off, but the eerie agility, dodging his strike, then lunged. It clamped down on his left butt cheek, piercing through his 5 4th millimeter wetsuit. He goes, look, the pain was sharp and immediate, but the terror was worse. It shook its head violently, tugging me off my board by my flesh, dragging me into the water. He was able to get away, and he said, I've never seen anything like this. Its expression was feral, almost demonic.
So sea lions, and I pulled this up, they don't generally attack humans, but they can be aggressive. They feel threatened, stressed, or if they're ill. I will also put this out there. Glad that that person is okay. When you go into the ocean, it's the ocean.
Well,
so expect whatever you should expect. You can't.
Hold on now. More.
It's the ocean.
Look, there have in this area.
There's been
wildlife
lion.
Officials have told the beachgoers about a toxic algae outbreak that's been affecting marine wildlife off California.
I feel like you're judging this guy for going swimming.
I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know why you're judging him. You shouldn't judge him. You don't know the situation.
We felt bad for you when you got attacked by the birds, and we were like, "Yo, when you went by trees."
No, I'm in their habitat, and I'm walking past the trees. I'm too close to the nest. Don't feel bad for me.
Hold on. Outdoors is my habitat too, because we are at the top of the food chain. Lamondola said, I was told that sea lions have been coming sick after ingesting domoic acid, which is algal bloom, resulting from a single-celled organism called, not even going to try to pronounce it, but it's pseudo, I am going to try to pronounce it, Nitschia, and it can cause brain and heart damage. So they're thinking that this is a neurological condition caused by the toxic algae blooms, and it's making these creatures be uncharacteristic and aggressive. But it's just one of those things where now, look, I do agree with Tiff. When you go in the ocean,
it's not judgment. It's just a fact.
You have to be careful. But I don't think that this sea lion felt threatened by just a guy on his paddleboard.
That's why I read the number of things. So illness, aggression, or if they're threatened.
I just have this quote from Step Brothers that keeps popping up in my head. He had that crazy look in his eye, and at one point he said, "Let's get it on.
Let's go."
Like, that's exactly what happened to this fellow on his surfboard.
Telling you, I feel like the ocean's like revolting again. So there's like a lot of deep sea creatures being unearthed that we've never seen before. There's a lot going on. But anyway, glad he's okay. But yeah, the ocean swimming at
crazy
your
place
own risk, you know, just like driving in Atlanta. All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, we actually won't be back. We're done here, and we've got the steakhouse next. Yeah, have fun, guys. That's it for us here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.